Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Mitoch Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai. As a schus for Zivig, for Aaron Ben Rochel, and Lilo Nishmas, the Malkovas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Oisha Gittel Basarav, Eliezer Manoach, and Rafua Shlema for Yitzchok Ben Sora, David Shimon Ben Esther, Adiel Shmuel Ben Rosemary, the Mordechai Ben Sora. We know that in dealing with Bitochen, there's a concept of Elokai B'chobo Tachti Alei Voisho. My God, David HaMelech says in Kapitel Chof Hei, I put my trust in you. B'chobo Tachti Alei Voisho. Don't let me be embarrassed. The embarrassment of one who puts his trust in Hashem and is disappointed, is denied, is ignored, is not fulfilled, is enormous. David HaMelech said, Elokai B'chobo Tachti Al Evoisha, please don't let me be embarrassed. We even say in Shmona Esrei, V'loi Nevoish Kivachobo Tochno. That seems to be like, we shouldn't be embarrassed because we put our trust in you. One who trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu and does not realize, does not achieve, accomplish, receive that which he was trusting him for, is very much embarrassed. Ad kedei kach, that it's mashma from the brocha al tzadikim in Shmona Esrei, when we say al tzadikim al chasidim, everything go aleinu, yehemu rachamecho Hashem alikeinu, arouse your rachamim, your mercy Hashem, the same socher tebu chalabit chamishim cho be'emes, and give good schar to those who truly trust you, v'sim chalkeinu imoem, put us in together with them, together, even though we may not be on that level of Boitchim Be'emes, we're not on the highest level of Bitochen. We shouldn't be embarrassed because we trusted you. And it seems that the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's being referenced in this Brocha, which is the response to the Bitochen, is Rachmanis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Baal Bitochen and says, if I don't respond to his Bitochen, he's going to be so embarrassed. He's going to have such embarrassment. And to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, embarrassment is the worst. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want under any circumstance whatsoever that we should feel even a modicum of embarrassment. That not, no embarrassment. So Memela, it seems, Yevu Rachamecho Hashem, we can arouse your Rachamim, and Saint Sochot Toi B'chol Abrit Chamishim B'chol Be'emes, and Simchal Keinu, even though we're not necessarily Be'emes, Le'nevoish, we shouldn't be embarrassed, Kimochot Batochna. Now, that's very nice. So we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be embarrassed, and we know that Baal Bitochen, who is disappointed, who doesn't achieve his goal, is going to feel embarrassed. Fine. How serious is that? What's the extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude towards Busha? So, like, Busha is such a terrible, so, all right, I'm a little embarrassed. A human being embarrassed is Vosius, you know, there's bigotsaurus in the world. I'm a little bit disappointed. I'm a little bit embarrassed. I'm a little bit, maybe from my friends, they thought, they said, I'm a Baal Bitochen and nothing happened, whatever it may be. But there's a beautiful, a unique shmuris from the Altar of Slabotka, which describes the devastating effects of human embarrassment. And I think with that as a background, we'll have some sense of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Baal Bitochen and says, I can't let him be embarrassed. Not embarrassed. Anything else, maybe, but not embarrassed. The busha of embarrassment is beyond. And the Baal Bitochen, who is disappointed, is embarrassment. Elokai b'chobo b'tachti, David HaMelech said, Alei Voisho, let me not be embarrassed. We say and mention all the time, Don't let us come on to need. Not to gifts from people, and not to loans from people. Rather, we should be always and totally coming on to and only solely dependent on your hand, hamaleo, the full hand, hapsucha, the wide open hand, hakdusha, I'm not sure exactly, the Holy One means it's just above and beyond any lowliness, anything, for her chova and the broad hand, like the rachmus, in order that we should not be embarrassed, busha klima, two different levels of embarrassment, le'olam void, forever and ever. So the Alta says like this, and we are saying that if we have to come on to a matona from a person, or even if we don't have to come on to a matona, but we have to come on to a halvo, or no, it should only be from Hashem. But if Hashem, his gift to us wasn't miyodoi hamaleo, we sense the fullness of it. I have so much I'm giving you. There's no hesitation. There's no limitation. Hamaleo, hapsucha, it's wide open. It's given with such an openness, with such a generosity, with such a giving, with such a caring. Kedoshah v'horchova. And broad, it's barachmus. It's like there's no limitation. If any one of these ingredients would be lacking, it is miyodoi. It's miyodoi hamleya, but it's not so psuch. It doesn't seem to be so forthcoming, or it doesn't seem to be berchova le'nevosh, because otherwise we'll be busho chlimo. And the Alter says le'olam void means not only in this world forever, but even the neshama will be negatively impacted, le'olam void, and an olam haba, will go to olam haba with an embarrassed neshoma, a neshoma that felt such a dakis, such an ever so slight level of embarrassment. It was from Hashem, but it wasn't yodo amleo or apsucho or chovo. It says, that is a busho chlima, le'olam void. It's a damage to the neshoma forever, even in the olam haba, the world to come. Now, what exactly that means, I don't know. It certainly means we're very sensitive to busha. And the sensitivity that we have to busha is such that even if I know it's from Hashem, but I don't feel the totality of the giveness, of the openness, of the fullness, then that's also a busha that's going to negatively impact my neshoma. If that's the case, I think we can understand how the Elokai B'chol Batachti works. We ask Hashem, Yemu Rachamecho Hashem Elokeinu, have Rachmanus, arouse your Rachamim. And what? Give us, satisfy the needs and the desires of the Baal Bitochin. V'loi nevo ishki b'chol Batochnu. Because if you do not satisfy the desires of the Baal Bitochin, we will be embarrassed. And embarrassment is so devastating that the slightest embarrassment of even getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if it would be lacking Malay or Upsuch or Kedosh or Chovo, would be a Bush or Chlim Lel Avoyed. This, Amish, I'm trusting you. I put my total trust. I have no one else to turn to. I didn't turn to anyone else because there is no one else. I know this fully. I'm fully aware of your chesed. I'm fully aware of your rachamim. I have total trust in your chesed and in your rachamim. And because of that chesed, I'm now yogi libi b'shua secho, the bitochon that I have in the chesed now gives me the feeling that for sure I will rejoice in Yeshua. And now I'm disappointed. And now I'm embarrassed. That's such a devastating blow. If busha is such a devastating blow, then we can better understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so sensitive to the Baal Bitochon. Why the koyach of Bitochon is so powerful? Because there's nothing more damaging to the neshama in this world and the next than the experience of busha. If we have this concept, this hasoma, then it's much easier to work on HaBitochon, because I know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to be embarrassed. Because to him, embarrassment, is the worst of the worst. It's busha uchlima. It's la'olam void. It's permanent damage to the neshama, whatever that means. I don't know exactly, but that's what it is. If that's the case, I can understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to respond and wants to have rachmanis. And I understand why it's a rachmanis. Because if I'm disappointed in my bitochen, it's a busha. Busha, of course, the Saba Busha is a tremendous rachmanis. You shouldn't have the Saba Busha. The Mela, it gives me a greater ability to have bitochen. Sometimes people find that when they have a tzara and they feel a sense of bitochen, and they share it with others. So, you know, or the others see, I see, why is he not worried? They have such a tzara. No, Tara says, yes, bitochen. Sometimes that can also evoke a greater response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's more busha. Not only is it the personal busha of being disappointed and hurt and insulted, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not respond to my total and complete trust in him, but others know about it too. I'm going to be embarrassed in front of my friends as well. That creates a greater sense of rachmanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, that to respond to my... Now, of course, when we speak about bitochen, we have to remember, we're not necessarily talking about lips. We're not talking about lip service to bitochen. We are talking about true trust, real trust. Trust that's deeply felt. And that's what bitochen is. It isn't just some superficial kind of thing. However, we've mentioned many times, the Chofetz Chaim does write in the Machne Yisrael, in a letter to soldiers, he says, Kefi godel habitochen, kach godel atzlocha. According to the greatness, the level of the bitochen is the level of atzlocha. And it could be that that's also related to the busha, because the more bitochen I have, the more busha I'll have from being disappointed, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to disappoint me. If I have less bitochen and there'll be less busha, so maybe there's less rachmanis. It's not such a terrible rachmanis. I don't know how that works exactly. But these are some thoughts that I think should make it a little bit easier for us to be able to muster the bitochen, knowing full well that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees our suffering, feels our pain, and has rachmanis on us. And with that rachmanis, we can be zeichah that through our bitochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us in the fulfillment of our heart's desires.